At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Bethany, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Matthew 1 and Luke 1 through 2. Feel free to hit pause and read Matthew 1 and Luke 1 through 2 together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. Matthew and Luke's account of Jesus' birth showcase God's faithfulness in sending us His Son. Long before Mary and Joseph embarked on their journey to Bethlehem, God had already promised to redeem His creation through the long-awaited Savior. Now, God was ready to make good on His promise of salvation. In an unexpected setting, at a seemingly inopportune time, and through the most unlikely of people, the earthly arrival of God in human form caught many by surprise. From Jesus' virgin birth to His first night spent in a manger, the lowliness of this humble king seemed counterintuitive to most people's expectations of how the Messiah would arrive. The joyous birth of Jesus, however, was such a miraculous occasion that God sent angels to prepare the hearts of those who would behold the newborn king. Not only Mary and Joseph, but also the shepherds in the fields who believed by faith. Despite all that seemed to go wrong in this story, from the decree of Caesar Augustus, the timing of Mary's pregnancy and delivery, and there being no guest room for Jesus, God orchestrated every detail of this birth narrative so He would be glorified through the humble arrival of His Son. Through His angels, God spoke words of comfort, encouragement, and guidance to Jesus's parents and the shepherds, leading them to trust Him with each next step. Many Old Testament prophecies had shed light on how the Messiah would arrive. The prophet Isaiah spoke of a virgin giving birth to a son named Emmanuel, and later predicted a child with the title Mighty God in Isaiah 7:14 and 9:6. Meanwhile, Micah, a contemporary prophet to Isaiah, had predicted the Messiah would come from Bethlehem in Micah 5:2. These were only the beginning of many Old Testament prophecies Jesus would fulfill on His way to live a perfect life, die a sacrificial death, and rise again. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. How can Jesus be both God and human? 2. Is anything outside of God's control? 3. Why did God wait so long to send His Son Jesus to earth? Our key passage for this unit is John 3:16. This will be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world in this way, He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus Was Dedicated in Luke 2.